சதாசிவசமாரம்பாம் சங்கராச்சாரிமத்யமாம் அஸ்மதாச்சாரிபர்யந்தாம் வந்தே குரு பரம்பராம். குருர் பிரம்மா குருர் விஷ்ணு குருர் தேவோ மகேஸ்வர குருர் சாட்சாத் பரம் பிரம்ம தஸ்மை ஸ்ரீ குரவே நம. சமஸ்தஜன கல்யாணே நிரதம் கருணாமயம் நமாமி சின்மயம் தேவம் சத்குரும் பிரம்ம வித்வரம். வசுதேவசுதம் தேவம் கம்சசானூரமர்தனம் தேவகி பரமானந்தம் கிருஷ்ணம் வந்தே ஜகத்குரும். அவதூத உவாச சந்தி மே குரவோ ராஜன் பகவோ புத்தி பாஷ்ரிதாஹ யதோ புத்திமுபாதாய முக்தோட்டாமீஹ தான் ஸ்ருணு பிருத்திவீ வாயுராகாசம் ஆபோக்னிச்சந்திரமாரபிஹி கபோதோ ஜகரசிந்துஹ பதங்கோ மதுக்ருத்கஜஹ மதுஹா ஹரிணோ மீனஹ பிங்கலா குரோர்வகஹ குமாரீஷரக்ருத்சர்பஹ ஊர்ணநாபிசுபேஷக்ருத் ஏதே மே குரவோ ராஜன் சதுர்விம்சதிராஶ்ரிதாஹ சிக்ஷா விருத்திபிரேதேஷாம் அன்வசிக்ஷமிஹாத்மனஹ பூதைராக்ரம்யமானோபி தீரோ தைவவசானுகைஹ தத்வித்வானசலேத் மார்காத் அன்வசிக்ஷம் க்ஷுதிர்வ்ரதம் விஷயேஷா விஷன்யோகி நானா தர்மேஷு சர்வதஃ குணதோஷ வ்யபேதாத்மா ந விஷஜ்ஜேத வாயுவத் தேஜோ வண்ணமயைர் பாவைஹ மேகாத்யை வாயுநேரிதைஹ ஸ்ருஷ்யதே நவஸ்தத்வத் காலஸ்ருஷ்டைர் குணைஃ புமான் ஸ்வச்ச ப்ரக்ருதிதஸ்நிக்தஃ மாதுர்யஸ்தீர்த பூந்த்ருணாம் புனாத் முனி புனாத்யபாமித்ரம் ஈக்ஷோபஸ்பர்ஷ கீர்த்தனைஹ க்வசித் சன்ன க்வசித் ஸ்பஷ்டஃ உபாஸ்ய ஶ்ரேய இச்சதாம் புங்க்தே ஸர்வத்ர தாத்ருணாம் தஹன் ப்ராகுத்தராஶுபம் விஸர்காத்யா ஸ்மஶானாம் தாஹ பாவா தேஹஸ்ய நாத்மனஹ கலானாமிவ சந்திரஸ்ய காலேனாவ்யக்த வர்த்மனஹ புத்யதே ஸ்வேன வேதேன வ்யக்திஸ்தைவ தத்கதஃ லக்ஷதே ஸ்தூலமதிபிஹ ஆத்மா சாவஸ்திதோர்கவத் யப்ராப்ய மானுஷம் லோகம் முக்தித்வாரமபாவ்ருதம் க்ருஹேஷு ககவத் சக்தஃ தமாரோடுச்சுதம் விதுஹ க்ராஸம் சுமுஷ்டம் விரசம் மஹாந்தம் ஸ்தோகமேவ வா யதிருச்சைவா பதிதம் க்ரஸேத் அஜகரோ க்ரியஹ சமருத்த காமோ ஹீனோ வா நாராயண பரோ முனிஹி நோத்சர்பேதன சுஷ்யேத சரித்விரிவ சாகரஹ யோஷித்ஹிரண்யாபரணாம்பராதி த்ரவ்யேஷு மாயாரசிதேஷு மூடஹ பிரலோபிதாத்மா ஹிபபோக புத்த்யா பதங்கவன்நஷ்யதி நஷ்ட த்ருஷ்டிஹி ஸ்தோகம் ஸ்தோகம் க்ரஸேத் க்ராஸம் தேஹோ வர்த்தேத யாவத க்ருஹாண ஹிம்ஸன்னாதிஷ்டேத் வ்ருத்திம் மாதுகரீம் முனிஹி அனுப்யஸ்ச மஹத்யஸ்ச சாஸ்த்ரேப்ய குஶலோ நரஹ ஸர்வத ஸாரமாதத்ய புஷ்பேப்யைவ ஷட்பதஃ. ஸோ ஃப்ரம் பைத்தான் ஐ ஹவ் லேர்ன் தட் வாட் எவர் ஐ கெட் ஐ அக்செப்ட் ஆஸ் இட் இஸ் அண்ட் ஸ்டார்டட் லிவிங் வித் ஆல் கண்டென்ட்மெண்ட். திஸ் லெசன் ஐ லேர்ன் ஃப்ரம் பைத்தான். ஓஷன் சமர்த்த காமஹா ஹீனஹா வித் ஆல் கைண்ட்ஸ் ஆஃப் எக்ஸ்பீரியன்சஸ் நோ நத்திங் ஹீனஹாவா நாராயண பரோ முனிஹி keeping Lord as a goal of life, and Muni, Manana Shilava, always again content, full in the heart, no sarpeta na sushyata, not going up, not coming down. Like Sagar, I learned it from Sagar, how to keep my, what that, always my heart full. There's no ups and down. Patanga, from Mata I understood that, not attracted by the forms. And I cleared up my understanding, not upabhoga buddhya. This everything has got its own place in the life. Everything is not made for pleasure. Yoshita, Hiranya, Abharana, Ambarati. So the Nashta Drishti, I am not Nashta Drishti, I got the vision, how to look upon them. So I learned how to look as it is, not as I am. You said. Otherwise I will perish like moth. This I understood from moth. I should not be attracted. Then Madhukrut, honeybee. From honeybee I learned how we have to take the essence from whether it's small text or big text. Anubhyascha mahadbhyascha shastrebhya kushalo naraha sarvata saramadhyat saramadhyat. How to take the essence only. This is a special skill I learned from honeybee. Shatpadaha. Your honeybee also has got 6 feet, 6 legs, and man also has got the sixth sense. The sixth sense is intelligence. I learned it from honeybee. And the next one, gaja. Nadi gacche striyam prajnyaha.
Nadi gacche striyam prajnaha.
Karhechit mrityum atmanaha.
Karhechit mrityum atmanaha.
Baladi kaisa hanyeta.
Baladi kaisa hanyeta.
Gajairanyair gachoyata.
Gajairanyair gachoyata.
Nadi gacche striyam prajnaha.
Nadi gacche striyam prajnaha.
Karhichin mrityum atmanaha.
Karhichin mrityum atmanaha.
Baladi kaisa hanyeta.
Baladi kaisa hanyeta.
Gajairanyair gachoyata.
Gajairanyair gachoyata.
This is from elephant. Elephant has got the attachment, the skin. Nadigache sriyam prajnaha. The meaning is, the main English meaning is changed. The 14th English meaning has come for 13th also, actually. It's not in that meaning, so you can strike it out. 13th elephant English meaning is not one. It's a wrong one. So, prajnaha, the man who has got intelligence, prajna, na adhigachet, striyam na adhigachet, requested or asked to not to get attached with it, or that, sparisha, na adhigachet, the elephant has got the attachment in sparisha, karhi chit, never, mrityam atmana, it may bring even death also to the person, vai baladikaihi sahanyeta. He may be like a person, but other person also can have or that eye on that particular person. Then other person may be a very powerful person than the first one. Other may come and kill. Why you are taking my property there? Baladikaihi sahanyata. He may be or that get or that killed. How? Gajaihi anyaihi gajaihi gajoyata. The first gaja is anyaihi gajaihi. Many or that. The elephant may kill one elephant because due to this kind of the attachment with the skin. This lesson I learned from elephant, very powerful lesson. Nadigache striyam prajnaha, attachment with the skin. This example is also brought by Bhagavan Adishankaracharya in Vivek Chudam. All 5 kinds of the jivas. How they caught up with, when they are attached with one sense organs. Kuranga, Madanga, Patanga, Meena, Bringa, he says that. Kuranga, Madanga, Patanga, Bringa mean. Kuranga means deer. Deer has got attachment with the ear. Only ear. Sound. Only one arga. Kuranga. Matanga. Skin. Even though the skin is very thick for elephant, I don't know how it gets the attachment. Kuranga. Deer has got attached with sound. Matanga. That's why sometimes we call Ganesha as Matanga Vadana. Matanga means ear. Elephant. Elephant has got attachment only with the skin. Kuranga Matanga. Patanga. Patanga has got attachment only. Only, yeah, farm, farm. Light or farm. Mat. Kuranga Matanga Patanga. Meena. Attachment with
taste.
Meena. Bringa. Bringa, it has got, bringa means be. It has got attachment with the smell. One animal or the jiva has got attached with one instrument, the sense organ. Then he's asking, Kuranga madanga patanga meena bringa panjapiha anchitakim naraha. Man has got attached with fall five. What will be his condition? Is asking the question. So this lesson I learned from elephant that you should not get more attached with this kind of skin. Then so many complications, so many problems it make up. That I learned this from elephant, then avoided this kind of thing. Nadika chestriyam prajnyaha karkishitu mrityumatmanah. It may bring even murti also. Because attachment to this kind of thing is very powerful. That's why I learned it from this kind of lesson from elephant. Anya gajahi yata. Anyehi gajahi yata. Yeka gajah. One elephant may be killed by others. Now this lesson is little very powerful lesson. Then having learnt this, then he goes to next. Honey collector. Honeybee is collecting actually honey. Honeybee is collecting honey from all the flowers. And one person, the hunter went. A hunter goes to forest and he kills all the honeybees and he collects. Then I have seen this also. From this I learnt one thing. One great lesson. Next shloka. Nadeyam nopabhogyam cha.
Nadeyam nopabhogyam cha.
Lubdhairyad dukkha sanchitam.
Lubdhairyad dukkha sanchitam.
Bhungte tadapit. Tachanyaha
Bhunte tadapitachanyaha
Madhuhe vartha vinmadhu
Madhuhe vartha vinmadhu
Madhuhu Bhunte Bhunte should come, the one letter is missing this. It's a conjunct consonant missing. Bhunte Nadeyam nopabhogyam cha
Nadeyam nopabhogyam cha
Lubdhairyad dukkha sanchitam
Lubdhairyad dukkha sanchitam
Bhungte tadapittachanyaha
Bhungte tadapittachanyaha
Madhuhe vartha vinmadhu
Madhuhe vartha vinmadhu
Madhuhu also Nadeyam People are there Lubdhaihi Lubdha means greedy. Collecting everything in the life. The sole purpose of whole life to collect money. Nothing else, nothing, the great business other than collecting money. They collect. Lubdhaihi. Lubdha means the greedy person. Lubdha. Then what? How he collects? With all dukkha samnyatam. Dukkha samnyata. Sanyata means collectedness. That's why we call this sanchita karma. Sanchita means collected karma in the past. And whatever matured, that is called prardha. Sanchita karma. How you are collecting? Dukkha. No money will come without effort. With all effort, he brings money. Lubdhaihi dukkha samnyata. Whatever with all effort and he earns money. From morning 5 o'clock or 4 o'clock starts the work. Very enthusiastic and very dynamic, committed to the work and whatever the possible ways he has got in his life. till 9-10 o'clock, sometimes overtime also. When you do overtime, you get double the amount. Here also, no? For 8 hours you get the amount. Next 4 hours you get the 8 hours amount. Overtime. Dukkha samyatam. So any money will not come very easy. But he also works. Also works and brings the money. Dukkha samyatam lubdaihi. Okay. You collected money. Many years you are working and collected money. Then what you are doing with that money? Nadeyam. I will not give it to anyone. Even single dollar also I will not give. Nadeyam. Okay, you are not giving to anyone. Even single dollar. Appreciated. Why is your money? Appreciated. Then at least you have to enjoy. Naupabhogyam. I will not tell. Naupabhogyam. Now upabhogyam, here gunasandhi. Na plus upabhogyam, gunasandhi. Na upabhogyam. So I will not enjoy this, but I will not give to other also. This kind of people also there in life. But you work very hard. Work very hard. Simply you are not getting the money. Work very hard and collect throughout the life. You are not enjoying yourself and you are not giving to other people. What is the purpose of money here? The purpose of money, you go and collect the money. What is the purpose? The artha, artha should bring the kama. You collect the money and whatever the pleasures you want to get, you get. And you come to know after some time that nothing in the pleasure. Then I have to go to next level. Artha kama. The artha kama should bring the interest to moksha. When you collect the money, I am not enjoying and I am not giving. Actually, purpose of money is to enjoy and to give. The two things he is not doing, but only collection. Lubdaihi yatu dukkha samyitam nadeyam navabhogyam. The two things, the purpose of the money is two things. Two things he is not doing. And then what he, then what he is doing? Collect simply, keep. Sometimes we must have heard they keep in the pot. The pot, all gold. They convert all the money into gold coins in the pot. They dig and they keep. And they lie down on that. They sit. And even meditation also. Meditation seat puts there, exactly that place. Lie down. And go around that house. And die there also. There's no meaning. Then after many, many years, many hundreds of years, some may come. They will dig that land to build something. And they will find. What is this called? When they get something from the
treasure.
In Tamil it's called podayil. Treasure. Podayil. Podayil means what? They collected and notes and kept inside the earth. Not even enjoy. They not enjoyed and they not what that, did some charity. No. Whenever the man does like this, bhungte tadapi tachanyaha. Bhungte. That money is eaten by other people. Whatever he collects throughout the life with all effort, all money, you know, all time, all effort, all skills he utilized and brought money and kept and died. There's no purpose of money is fulfilled there. It is not given, it's not enjoyed. Just you keep and die. Tacha bhungta anyaha bhungte. Other people, what's that? It's using it. The same, most of the time you can see in India, they collect complete money, they collect and they'll keep only for the son and daughter. They take everything and there's no gratitude for father and mother, only this much. My father has given only this much. There's competition also. For elder son, he has given more. For me, only little. For elder son, he has given 20 crores. For me, only 15 crores. Only 15 crore. Not even gratitude. And if you see this kind of person, he never enjoy anything. He never enjoy. And he will not do any charity. Like only for the room. Tachanya bhungte. Even though it is his own son, own daughter, what for their. No charity. If you do some charity, then you convert the money into that something or some punya. So this may take us to some higher world. In Thirukkural it is written, Thirukkural. பொருள் இல்லாதவருக்கு உலகம் இல்லை, அருள் இல்லாதவருக்கு அவ்வுலகம் இல்லாகிய அங்கு. இஃப் யூ டு நாட் ஹாவ் மணி, ஸோ யூ வில் நாட் ஹாவ் ஸ்பேஸ் ஃபார் திஸ் வேர்ல்ட். இஃப் யூ டூ நாட் ஹாவ் த புண்ணியா, வி டோன்ட் ஹாவ் ஸ்பேஸ் இன் தட் அதர் வேர்ல்ட். ஸோ வென் யூ கம் ஃப்ரம் இந்தியா டு சம் அதர் கண்ட்ரி, வி கன்வெர்ட் இண்டியன் மணி இன் டு அதர் கண்ட்ரிஸ் மணி, தென் ஒன்லி வி கேன் யூஸ் திஸ் மணி ஃபார் அதர் கண்ட்ரி. த சேம் தட் the money will not be used, you have to convert. Suppose 60 rupees, $1, you have to convert, then you have to bring here in the beginning, then you earn money. That's different. So even the transaction world also, when you want to survive in another place, we have to convert this same money into that currency, in the same. So when Jiva is enjoying here, Jiva has to convert his money, whatever he collects the money, he has to do some charity and convert this, so that will take to other world, there we can get punya. Otherwise just to collect and keep only for next generation and die, nothing happens, then I go only empty, there's no space. Have you brought money? No. Where is all the money? I kept only for my generations. Did some charity, you brought some, or you converted your currency into other currency, no. Then you go here. The department is totally different, go there. Take some plate, queue. Otherwise, a special place is given. Now, if you do upabhogam, here in this world we enjoy. If you do deyam, then we get converted to all the punya, then that will be, we'll get a special place there. No. தச்சா அந்நிய அந்நியாச்ச புங்கே. ஸோ சம்படி நோ சம் த தீஃப் நோஸ் தட் ஹீ கம்ஸ் அண்ட் ஹீ லூட்ஸ் எவ்ரி திங். அதர்வைஸ் அவன் ஓன் ஹவுஸ் தீஃப் தே பிளான் சம்திங், தே வாண்ட் டு ட்ராக் திஸ். ஹவு ஹவு இட்ஸ் கோயிங் த மணி, த ஸோ ஹோல் லைஃப் ஹஸ் கலெக்டட். மதுஹா இவ அர்த்த வித் மது, மதுஹா மீன்ஸ் மது ஹியர் ஹனி, அர்த்த வித் ஓன் ஹூ நோஸ் அபவுட் தி தட் மணி, or one who collects the money, he collects the money. And madhuha, the hunter came and killed all the honey bees and he took that honey very simply. The whole work is done by the honey bees, and simply this man comes and killed everything, he took madhu, nothing to do, simply he comes and takes it. In the same, I have seen this. The work is done by some people and the profit is enjoyed by other people. It should not be like that. So we have to work and we have to take it. And this lesson I learned from honey collector. I observed this man. This man comes and killed everything and takes it. It should not be like that. When we collect the money, we should enjoy that. And we should convert that money in order to go to other world. This I learned. Nadeyam nopabhogyam chalubdaihi yatu dukkha samyatam tadbhungte bhungte tadapi tachanyaha madhuha iva arthavit madhuhu. This I learned from honey collector. What a great observation and great lessons from every teacher. The honey collector has become my teacher. He says that when I saw the hunter, he becomes my teacher. Salutations to hunter. Why? I learned one lesson from you. You are the negative person also. Next going to Harinaha. Deer. I saw deer. I learned one lesson. What is that? Gramya Geetam na Shrunuyat.
Gramya Geetam na Shrunuyat.
Yatirvana Charakvachit.
Yatirvana Charakvachit.
Sikshetha Harinat Baddhat.
மிருகயோர்கீதமோஹிதாத்
So I learned one lesson from deer. Gramya Gitam na Shrunyat. Gramya Gitam is the all kind of the vulgar type of the music, or which creates the rajasic thoughts in our mind. Gramya Gitam na Shrunyat. Yatihi. One who is doing effort. Yati means yatana. One who makes effort to walk in this spiritual path, particularly for that person, people. Vanachara. Vanachara, no? One who moves in the forest. Kvachit. You should never listen this kind of, the rajasic kind of music, which creates unnecessary thoughts, agitation in the mind. This I learned from Sikshyeta Harinath Baddhat Rukatap. Cut up with the bondage. Who is that? Harina, deer. I learned it from deer. Murgayohu Gita Mohitat. Gita Mohitat. Deer has got weakness for the sound, music. The hunter, those who want to catch the deer in the forest, they will make the music. Some veena sound, some very soft kind of music they will set. In the forest area. Slowly it will listen. All the deers will listen. Slowly it will listen and slowly it will come. Very, very, very fast moving one. It will fly like anything. You must have seen. All the deers. When they walk, when they run, it will fly from here to there. Very interesting to watch how deer moves. Such a very fastest deer. Even though it is very fast, fastest, and moves like anything, it is very tough to catch. It has got the weakness. The hunter knows the weakness of deer and he just plays some very nice kind of music and slowly the deers are coming near the music. He catches the net and takes it. He knows the weak point of deer. In the same way. So, I learned it from deer that we should not be, deluded by this kind of music. It may bring some kind of fall in our life. This I learned from the deer. Gramya Gitam na Shrunyat, not only this kind of vulgar kind of music or Rajasi kind of music, the unnecessary talk also. Talk about other people, it was very tasty. Talking bad about other people also, Gramya Gitam. Gramya Gitam is very low kind of the talks or music all included. In larger sense, if we take, what is Gramya Gitam? Unnecessary talk about others. When people come together in the group somewhere in the party, this and there, they form a gang, and if they talk, it will go 1 hour, 2 hours, 3 hours also. Very interesting talk. Finally, this says, today the talk is very interesting. All Gramya Gita, all low kind of, not only the listening this kind of vulgar type of music, even if you talk about any people, the bad thing about people, this is also included in Gramya Gita, in larger sense. Na Shrunyat, it may bring fall. Because deer has got this kind of weakness. This I learned from Gramya Gitam na Shrunyat Yatihi Vanachara Kochi. Yatihi means one who takes the effort. Here we have to take effort how to come out of this kind of Gramya Gita or unnecessary talk. It may create unnecessary waves in our mind. To keep mind always very fresh and very positive, very sattvic is not ordinary. Even though the situation is going like that, we can avoid that. There's no need that every time you have to go and participate. when you do like this, come and ask me, I'm ready to come and join with you. I'm ready. No. When the talk is going like that, when you know this, we should know how to avoid. Unnecessary. Otherwise, they start. Somewhat they start this kind of topic. Slowly you have to get up and go. I'll take some water, then I'll come back. Just take water, then lie down somewhere. That's all. Gramya Gitam na Shrunyat. No participation, not listen. This I learned. how to keep our mind always fresh and sattvic. Not putting, Gurudev says, don't put everything in your mind from outside. Don't make it as, what is that, a dustbin. Or Gurudev says, because many, many things we listen, we put, and it becomes a dustbin. Unnecessary thing. So dustbin, when you see all unnecessary thing, whatever we don't use, that will put the dustbin. So the mind will become dustbin. Why? This kind of Gramya Gita. The largest sense, Gramya Gita means not only this. And all unnecessary talks, avoid. Make a mind very sattvic. There are two things in life. One is what that? Avoiding the bad thing, and the other thing, getting the positive thing. Gramya Dharma Nivritti, Moksha Dharma Pravritti. So Bhagavatam says that. The two things. One will pull us, what is that, down. This pulling force you have to cut, and what the pushing force you have to encourage. Both the things. Whether we go up or not, but at least we can cut this pulling effect from the back side. Otherwise we cannot move. Not only here, anywhere, even in our life also. Problem solving is one, and taking the organization the forward direction. Both the things. Many times for us, most of the 90% we will spend time only problem solving. Then how to take the system into forward direction? 90% problem solving. There is no time to take up the forward. You know, now Prime Minister is doing the best, his best in India. Only problem solving will take more time there. When he tries his best to push the country to upward, the people are there, border problem, this problem and that problem. Then the border also, they make a lot of tension. Why? You should not go, you should not take the country forward. Then I will make some disturbances. If I divert your attention, then your whole attention will be in problem solving. You cannot take the country forward. Both the things to be done. Problem solving and taking the system out. Here also, Gramya Gitam na Shrunayat means, but not putting us to doubt, cutting it. Then we have to come to puja, japa, and meditation, and the sastra, patanam, the reflection upon sastra is something different. This is positive. Doing puja, japa, meditation is positive, taking the soul into forward direction. But before that, Gramya Gitam na Shrunayat. One is pulling force. Next one is pushing force here. It's very interesting. When we take some medicine, at that time also they say, suppose we have some disease. At that time they say, first you should patyam, you call it patyam. Na? Patyam. I don't know how you call it in English. You should not take this kind of thing. No cigarette, no other kind of thing. When you take this kind of Ayurvedic medicine, even the coffee also they will not allow. No coffee, no tea. Then coffee, tea, even coffee, tea, they are not alike. Then what to talk about other things? No. Impossible. Nothing should be taken. This is called patyam. You should not do this. At the same time, you have to do this. Two things. Listen. The Gramya Gitam na Shrunayat. So Gramya Dharma, Nivritti. Then Moksha Dharma, Pravritti. This I learned from dear, that how we should not get into this kind of problem. Na Shrunayat. It creates many, many problems. And it changes the attitude, it changes the thoughts. When you come and sit with good people, the thought is getting, what is that? Good. Na Shrunayat means don't listen. This is what is that? Vidirling. Na Shrunayat. You should be like that. So whenever we listen good thoughts, okay, good thoughts, it is like, suppose we have altar here and you bring one agarbati, you put one agarbati. Even though we have so many things, the pot is there, a plant, and so many things are lying down. So many things. But you put one agarbati, the one agarbati will occupy the whole space here. The divine smell. One agarbati brings the whole divine smell even though so many objects are there, so many objects. It's the wanted or unwanted, maybe they, the same. When we bring this kind of great thoughts in our mind through the satsanga, the thoughts will be there always in our mind as well. That the agarbatti smell. Even though we have other thoughts also there. Wanted or unwanted may come, but what divine thoughts always will be there. Otherwise, when you listen this kind of Gramya Gita, it's a, instead of agarbatti, some other smell we have brought inside the home. Some other kind of rotten smell will be the whole home. It doesn't look nice. That's why he's like, Gramya Gita na sunyat means we have to keep the whole space as with divine thoughts. Yadihi vanachara kochit. And sikshayata harinata baddhat mrigayoha gita mohitat. Always it is deluded by Gita. Gita means not only song, this kind of bird kind of thoughts. Sikshayata harinata baddhat. I have learnt this from, what is that? Deer, which already caught. Now if I learnt this, I will not be caught. This is the lesson I learnt from deer. From elephant skin, I will not attach with the skin. From honey collector, I know how to collect, how to what is that, enjoy this life. How to enjoy and how to give. This I have learned. We should not keep everything, what is that, in our hand. From honey collector, I learned this. From elephant, I learned this. From deer, I learned how to not get attached with sound. Coming to fish, like fish. I have been watching fish in the pond, particularly the temple pond. When we go to temple, the pond will be there. There you have to see the fish, all big, big fishes. Now I learned this very powerful lesson. Jihvayati pramathinyah.
Jihvayati pramathinyah.
Janorasa vimohitah.
Janorasa vimohitah.
Murtyumruchatyasad buddhih.
Murtyumruchatyasad buddhih.
Meenastu barishairyatha.
Meenastu barishairyatha.
Jihvayati pramathinyah.
Jihvayati pramathinyah.
Janorasa vimohitah.
Janorasa vimohitah.
Murtyumruchatyasad buddhih.
Murtyumruchatyasad buddhih.
Meenastu barishairyatha.
Meenastu barishairyatha.
It's called bait or bite. What do you call it? B-I-T. Bait.
Bite.
B-I-T.
Bite.
Bite.
B-A-I-T.
I-T. Bait.
Bait.
Bait. Bait the hook.
Yes.
Bait. Baited hook. Jikhvaya ati pramatinya. Now so it has got the powerful attachment. The fish has got powerful attachment. The tongue. Taste. You go to the temple, there in the pond will be there. You must have seen the big, big fishes. They'll put the puri. What do you call this? Puri. What do you call this? Puri. English, yeah?
Puffed rice.
Puffed rice, yeah. Puffed rice. Before that, puri. Puffed rice. Many people from the morning till night, the devotees will come and put something. From the morning till night, it was that. It's like anything. Even eating like this, someone comes, suppose. Someone comes during the night time or to take something, or that, to take this fish. That person comes and this baited hook, they'll put some worms in that. You must have seen the village. Worm. And they'll put. From morning till evening, you have eaten puffed rice.
No.
That is not enough. Even if that, or that the baited hook, okay, so the fish try to get this also, then caught up with. Jikhvaya ati pramathinya. Jikhvaya, very turbulent tongue, very turbulent. Ati pramathinya, it is impossible to control. Ati pramathinya, janaha rasa vimohitaha. Janaha means the people. The whole world is deluded by rasa. Rasam means not here Pundra Rasam or this Rasam, tomato Rasam. Tomato Rasam. Now we call it Rasam. Rasam means a taste. Rasa Vimohita. You must have seen most of the time in India, the family, the problem will not start from anywhere. The problem will start from kitchen. Most of the time. Or the dining hall. There only starts. The man doesn't have the control over the, whatever the mother cooks, he will not eat. It will make problem there. 10 years, 20 years you are cooking. You don't know how to make this. Question starts. Namma also, you didn't study Bhagavad Avadhuta Gita. Fish has got the Ati Pramathinya. You tell me the answer for my question. Don't bring Bhagavadam and Bhagavad Gita here. 20 years you are doing. You do not know how to make tomato chutney there. Not only your whole family is like that. You talk about only chutney, okay? Don't talk about my family. I know. How is your family? Now started. A simple thing is started, it goes in the, what is that? Very big level. Simple, simple thing. I've seen many houses. The man may be very great outside, but inside simple, he will be caught up with this kind of small tongue, whatever you call it, 4 inch or 3 inch. Ati pramathinya. He's not having that much control over this small tongue. Whatever you get, just eat. The food is meant for to body, to take care of the body. Body should be healthy. All the things you have to put in the, all the vitamins, arugo, protein, everything should be there. That's all. To take care of the healthy body. So focus only on the tongue, then problem comes. You are losing the healthy also. The health also we are losing. I am creating the problem also in the family. If you notice, only small, 3 inches, tongue will make this kind of problem. Rasa vimohitaha janaha. The whole world is what that? Deluded with rasa. Rasa vimohitaha. Murti mirchati. Even because of this rasa, even he gets it. Murti also. Death also. Sometimes. Not control over the tongue. Eat more. Die. More than the person dies, what's that? poverty. No, what do you call this? Without taking food. Starving, yeah. Starving is what. More than starving, the man dies by eating. By starving, you take a very little amount of the percentage will die. But he eats more and creates all kind of disease. Dies. Mrtyu mrchati. When you go to any doctor, what you eat? Yesterday, what you have eaten? First question, we create the problem there. You should not have eaten this, but it created the problem. Murti murchati, asad buddhi. Because it's not understanding about the food, health, and no conscious about it. Asad buddhi, meenastu badishai reta, meenaha. Meena here, it has got that weakness with the tongue. Badishai means the hated, baited hook. Even though it eats from morning till evening and it again eats from the hook, then it cut up, dies in the same way. There is no control over the tongue and there is no control over the taste. Because of it, it brings a lot of problem to the man. Not only to his health, it brings the problem to the whole the family also. So this I learned from fish. Then what we have to, whatever you get, just eat. Just eat. If it is tasty, then appreciate. If it's not, just silently eat and go, that's all. Not towards that, with this kind of rasa vimohan. Jikvayati pramatinyar jano rasa vimohitaha. Murtu murchata asad buddhihi meenastu badishayreta. This I learned from fish. And one more thing is getting. From the fish I learned it. And one more very powerful statement he brings in the next sloka now you see. Tavat jitendriyo nasyat.
Tavat jitendriyo nasyat.
कश्चिदान्येन्द्रियः पुमान् न जयेत रसनं यावत् जितं सर्वं जिते रसे यत्तावत् जितेन्द्रियो न स्यात् विजितान्येन्द्रियः पुमान् न जयेत रसनं यावत् जितं सर्वं जिते रसे तावत् जितेन्द्रियो न स्यात् तावत् मीन्स् टिल् द Jitendriya Syat. He is not called Jitendriya, one who has controlled his five sense organs. Yavat Vijitendriya Indriya Vijitani Vijitani Indriya Puma. Even though he has got control, he has got control over all four sense organs. He controlled nose. He controlled eyes also. You know how he knows how to control. Eyes controlled. Nose controlled. Ears also control, skin also control. A person control all four sense organs. Vijitani, Indriyaha, Puman. He has controlled over all sense organs. Na jayet, na vijite indriyaha, na vijite indriyaha tavat. Even though he controls all sense organs, he is not called over that. Na vijite indriyaha. Na tavat vijitendriya. Because even though he controls all four sense organs, na vijitendriya. Why? Na jayet rasanam yavat. He has not controlled rasan, but he controls all four sense organs. Rasanam yavat na jayet. Till that person over that, until he controls his tongue, is not called Vijitendriya, even though he controlled all four sense organs. Very powerful sloka. Sir, I controlled four sense organs, but I didn't control this rasana. You are not Vijitendriya. Simple. This is according to Bhagavata. Versus, suppose a person controlled tongue and not having controlled all the four, then Jitendriya. Slowly you will get all the four in your fold. But you control all the four, na rasa. At that time, na jitendriyaha. Tavat jitendriyaha na syat. Yavat vijitani indriya puma. Even though he controlled all four sense organs, is not called as jitendriya. Why? Yavat rasanam na jayet. Until a person knows that God control over taste is not called as Jitendriya, even though he controlled all four sense organs. Very powerful. Then the last punchline is very, very important there. Jite rase jitam sarvam. Interesting. Jitam sarvam. He controlled all sense organs. Jite rase, when he controls, when he conquers the rasa, then he conquered all the five sense organs. This is the punchline. So we have to remember this. Jitam sarvam jite rase. Very nice word. Nice punch. Jitam sarvam jite rase. See how scriptures are telling him. The five sense organs, which is the most powerful in the tongue. When you look into this, the system, tongue has got two things together. We have five sense organs and the organs of action. These organs of action are called karma indriyani. The sense organs are called jnana indriyani. You see, the two jnana indriya and karma indriya put together is tongue there. Here it gets joined there. When he speaks, karma indriya. When he tastes, jnana indriya. In both the way also. Jitam rasam jite sarve, that's okay. So one more thing in the talking also. Yogasya, Bhagavan Adi Shankaracharya says that Yogasya pratamam dwaram vak nirodha. In Vivekuchinam, he says Yogasya pratamam dwaram. If anybody wants to walk in this yoga marga, pratamam dwaram. First qualification, vak nirodha. just shut up. That means whatever not necessary, no need to speak. If it is necessary, we can contribute. Knowing that much. Because many people will observe this kind of mauna vrata. No. Complete mauna is appreciated, but you have to see the next day. Suppressed. Suppose the person mauna vrata, I fast completely mauna from till in the house I roam. Then I notice everything. I notice everything one by one. I may forget. So from morning till evening, tomorrow, 6 o'clock I start. Suppose the problem is too much, 5 o'clock I get up. And started asking, hey, why you did like this? Why you said, I was noting yesterday, all the things. You must have spoken yesterday. Because the pressure. The next day we speak too much. Then this is not mauna vrata. What was needed, contribute. What was not needed, shut up. Controlling this organs of action. And controlling the rasa is very, very powerful. Very powerful. Even if you take dosa or idli or chutney or sambar or rasa. More. Because the man says enough, why? There's no space inside. Otherwise he keep on telling you pour, give me more. Rasa vimohita. Whatever the amount needed, take and leave. When we take the food inside, at that time, when it passes through the tongue, we get the taste. So you have to bring like that only, that kind of attitude. So whatever the amount is needed for the body, you have to take. When it passes through the tongue, you get the taste. Otherwise, only for the taste I take, I'm not worrying about the body. Whether it is good for the body or not. I received the limited amount or not. We are not, focusing on amount. We are not focusing on health aspect. Just to focus on the taste aspect. Then that brings a problem here. But when we focus on our health, and the amount, whichever we needed for the body, when we focus that, at that time, when it passes through the tongue, at that time, we taste. There's no wrong in it. But only for a taste, and not focusing on health and other aspect, then it brings a problem. That's it. Jitam rasam jite sarve. A person controls, he has brought over that, he has conquered the tongue, then he conquered everything. But when unless without conquering his tongue, he conquered all the four senses, is none called Jitendri. This is the opinion of our Avadhuta in Avadhuta Gita. Meaning that I conquered only tongue, then I'm not conquering anything. Anything I can see, anything I can hear. No, not like that. First, the foremost importance to be given to the tongue. It's a very, very important word. The taste buds are very, very tough to control. That is the meaning here. We have to control all five. But very prime importance to be given to tongue. That is the point here. Coming to next. Pingala. Ashahi paramam dukkham.
Ashahi paramam dukkham.
Nairashyam paramam sukham.
Nairashyam paramam sukham.
Yata sanchidya sanchidya kantasham.
Yata sanchidya kantasham.
Sukham sushvapa pingala.
Sukham sushvapa pingala.
Ashahi paramam dukkham.
Ashahi paramam dukkham.
Nairashyam paramam sukham.
Nairashyam paramam sukham.
Yata sanchidya kantasham.
Yata sanchidya kantasham.
Sukham sushvapa pingala.
Sukham sushvapa pingala.
The pingala is one. You call it? What is that?
The prostitute.
The other name also is there. How will you call the lady? The pingala is lady who lives in Mithilapuri. and she lives under the vritti of what that we call it dasi kind of thing. You understand, na? So how she lives, and she decorates herself and comes out of the house and waiting for very rich people, invite them into the house and making them very happy by giving all kinds of pleasures, and gets lot of money and started living. So like that her life goes. This is a courtesan, you call it? Courtesan. Okay, you understood what is this kind of the life she leads.
He would be a prostitute, the one who sells their body for
that. Yeah. So that kind of life she lives, the pingala. Her life is going like that. So one day she decorated herself and came out and waiting for very rich people. Many people are going, coming. No one is looking at her. And time also going till midnight. Nobody comes to her. So then she got little upset and went inside, locked her door. So with all desire, and that particular day with all desire and expecting money, artha and kama, the both the things were very peak level at that time, on that particular day for her. And expecting something, when she didn't get, she got completely upset and got, what is that, disappointed. Yeah. The extreme disappointed, the disappointment brings some kind of the viranga bhava in her mind, and that particular day, particularly, she got vairagya. Cha. So this kind of thing also happens to us when we expect something very, very high level at the expectation level. If you don't get, the disappointment brings some kind of vairagya in us. Hereafter, I don't want this. Leave it. When we expect something very peak level, at that time we don't get, automatically I don't want this. After some time the people will come and go, no, leave it. We say many times we get this kind of experience. She got that day. All the very peak over that, the desire she has got, peak level of desire for pleasure and money, not getting that particular day. She got disappointed. That kind of disappointments brought the great vairagya in her heart, and she sat in her room and started reflecting upon her life. What kind of life I'm leading? Cha. Only for money and this kind of low kind of pleasure. So I am what, seeking the Purusha outside. I found today the Parama Purusha is in me. Without seeking this kind of Parama Purusha, I am seeking this kind of other Parapurusha. What is this kind of life? And she started singing and reflecting upon her own life, and she got extreme vairagya, and she, what's that, dropped everything, and she got very high level of, what's that, the intellectual clarity, and she attained also. It's called Pingala Gita. And the final Gita, the final punch sloka of the Gita we have brought here. Ashahi paramam dukkham. She says that. Ashahi paramam dukkham. Desire brings all kinds of worries, there, sorrow. Paramam dukkham. Nairashyam. Nairashyam means there is no asha. The dispassion brings paramam sukham. It's very difficult to understand this. Without desire, how can I live? This is the general question by everyone. Without desire, how can I live? Ashahi paramam dukkam, nairashyam paramam sukham. Yata sanchidya kantasham. Kantasham, desire for a person. A desire for pleasure. Kantasham means not only what that the man is attracted by or woman is attracted by. Kantasham means all put together. The pleasure, desire for pleasure is called kantasham. Sanchidya, having cut that kind of pleasure, that kind of desire. Yata sanchidya kantasham. Sukam Sushvapa Pingala, the Pingala, her name is Pingala. Sukam Sushvapa. And that particular day only, she slept very deeply. She never had this kind of sleep in her life. Sukam Sushvapa. When you do not have anything in our heart, the desire, the sleep is very deep. Otherwise, disturbed. Disturbances. Even no intellectual clarity, disturbances. If you have the desire, disturbances. You take everything, deep sleep. Very deep sleep. Sleep is very, very important for a person to get the rejuvenated, to get revived. That particular day she experienced what is sleep. Then she said, Asahi Bandha. So many things she was telling there. So many slokas. It's very difficult to bring all the slokas here. The point is, only attached with this kind of body. The body is filled of filth and dirt. And that Paramatma is living here. This is Parama Purusha. So I left Parama Purusha of seeking Anya Purusha, Para Purusha. What kind of life I led? She reflected and she came out with all clarity and viraga. Then finally she says that Ashahi Paramam Dukkam, Nairasham Paramam Sukham. Iti Ita Sanchidya Kantasham Sukham Sushwapa Pingala. Pingala learnt this. I don't know how our Avadhuta was watching and learnt this. He also knows from where he is getting the lesson. Interesting, eh? Even from that kind of personality also, the lesson is very, very important. If an ordinary person looks at this kind of person, what is that? The social angle. No. When we go a little higher angle, higher level, we will go away from this kind of ordinary social kind of thing. If we see from the social angle, we may say this is kind of the don't go near, don't speak, no. Even Ramakrishna Paramahamsa also, when he walks this kind of people with them, he never talks bad about this kind of people in his life. No. So whenever he sees that he does namaskar to this kind of people, Ramakrishna Paramahamsa, they never, when they go beyond this social level, they will not bring this kind of the consequences or some other kinds of talk. He does namaskar and do. And many this kind of the ladies, when they come and meet Ramakrishna Paramahamsa in Dakshineshwara, when I come and do this kind of namaskara, we are all getting out of our sin. So he said, let you come and do namaskara and go. So you want to get out of this kind of sin. That's why we are coming and doing namaskara. So they don't disturb them, let them come, they let them have namaskara, let them come. Not telling them. Don't bring all the... No. They understood the greatness of these people. Or we cannot say the greatness, the condition of their people. Their condition, their life. So from Pingala is learned. When we see this, we are not... reject the lessons. Whatever the source, the lesson is very important. Whether it is women are teaching or children are teaching or learned or the ordinary person, whoever it may be, the lesson is very important. That's all. This is the main theme of Avadhuta Gita. We will finish tomorrow. Huh? Six more gurus. We will finish. Om Purnamadah Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vasishyate. Om Shanti Shanti Shanti. Hari Om Shri Guru Bhyo Namah. Hari Om.